services are free and available for anyone who needs them this Christmas.
Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has told the Dáil that a review of allowances for student nurses is underway, but the outcome is not expected until September 2021. It comes after the government last night voted down a motion by Solidarity People Before Profit to reinstate the pay of student nurses and midwives who are on placement during the pandemic. We'll hear more from the Taoiseach in just a moment, but first, our reporter Cillian Sherlock asked some student nurses and midwives for their reaction to last night's vote.
So I'm a final year student midwife. I have completed 1,647 hours of unpaid work since the beginning of my training in first year. And it's a brilliant experience. I love it. I wouldn't do anything else, but it's hard and it only gets harder when we feel like we're not being valued, which is how a lot of us feel after last night and the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months. COVID has really just made it so much worse. Like the sickness rates are huge. We're all hurt by it. Like we're working really hard through all of these obstacles to do our best. We still want to deliver the best care that we can because that's what people deserve. And we still want to learn because we want to be safe practitioners. But it's just kind of kicking us when we're down.
It was a real guttural reaction that I got. Instinctively, my heart sank and I was disgusted at it. For me, the government sending me a message that they don't value the contribution, the very real physical contribution that student nurses and midwives contribute to the HSE. But also, it was a message that they don't care how disillusioned we get either with the healthcare service, that we're being exploited. And that's the attitude that we have while we're training. It doesn't really build up our hopes and expectations for a future in the healthcare service in the HSE.
So I have to do 16 to 17 weeks of unpaid clinical placement from January onwards. You do very much work on the wards. It's very exhausting, 13-hour shifts. You're sitting with patients who are very sick, who are frightened. You know, you row in behind the staff when they're short staff. Back in the first round of COVID in March, I undertook one of the student nurse contracts like many other student nurses. And it was a call to arms and a lot of us answered it. And I wasn't expecting anything special, but I really thought the government would have our back going forward. And I suppose my main argument is just because you're a student nurse in clinical placement does not make you immune from COVID. So like your health is at risk and then you're not allowed to earn a part-time wage due to cross-contamination. So you're effectively nearly been forced into poverty. And I know a lot of people immigrate after the nursing, but I'm not going to be going anywhere. I'm a mature student of a mortgage. My roots are set here in Ireland and I want to work for a health service. But you know, over the last couple of weeks, and especially after last night, the vote, the motion and the Dáil, I'm just so disheartened. It's very easy to stand outside and clap, but when it boils down to the real nitty-gritty issues of exploitation and to put money where your mouth is, we're being ignored.
Some student nurses who've been working through the pandemic speaking there to Cillian Sherlock. More than 25,000 people have signed an Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation petition in support of paying the students. And the issue was raised during leaders' questions in the Dáil a short time ago by Sinn Féin. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar rejected the claim that student nurses were being taken for granted.
Praise and applause and kind words don't pay any bills. They don't butter any parsnips, and I'm very aware of that, as aware of it as you are. And that is why we've made sure that our healthcare workers in Ireland are better paid than is the case in very many European countries, better paid than in the United Kingdom, better paid in Northern Ireland, where they went on strike not too long ago, where your party is in office. It's why we ensured that all healthcare workers received two pay rises this year, albeit modest ones, one in March, one in October, not the case in other countries, and in many cases a third pay rise in the form of an increment if they're on a salary scale. And it's why, even though most students are not paid in Ireland, we do pay student nurses and midwives in their pre-reg year in recognition of the work that they do and the value of that. And it's why the matter is currently being considered. As I said to you in my earlier remark, it is a matter that is being considered. A full review of student allowances is underway. It will be completed shortly. There will be discussions with the representatives and any changes will come into effect in September 2021.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking in the Dáil a little earlier. We're joined now by Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan. Good afternoon, Deputy Cullinan. Welcome to the programme.
Hi, Brian.
Some news this lunchtime. The Minister for Health has said that those students who had to give up part-time work, those student nurses who gave up part-time work earlier in the year as a result of the pandemic, will receive now, or will at least qualify to receive, the pandemic unemployment payment. Is that a welcome development?
I haven't seen the detail of it, Brian. It has just been announced, but I don't believe it deals with the core issue here. And, you know, I listened to your package and the student nurses and midwives who spoke, and it's quite obvious that they feel let down. It's quite obvious that they feel failed by this government. Essentially, they are being told that you don't work, so you don't get paid. And, Brian, that's simply not true. So anyone who works in a hospital knows that's not true. Yes, student nurses and midwives are there to learn, but they are also there to work. And over the last number of months, especially in the context of COVID, they have been rostered, they have been filling vacancies, they have been working longer than the 36 hours that they would normally do, and they have been left high and dry with very little or no payment at all. In fact, the vast majority of first, second and third year nurses get nothing. Some get an allowance of €50. Mm. And I think this is, Brian, a litmus test for this government in terms of fairness, how they view frontline workers, and it's quite obvious to those who are on the front line and those student nurses that this government is not listening. And when the Taoiseach says...
Is that entirely fair? Because the Taoiseach did say that this is a matter which is being considered. It'll be next September before a decision is produced, but it is something that's under active consideration.
But hang on a second, Brian. The Taoiseach was right when he said praise and applause and kind words don't pay bills. Reviews and promises don't pay bills either. This is an issue in the here and the now. It's happening as we speak. There are first, second, third and fourth year student nurses and midwives in our hospitals working really, really hard. And there is responsibility on the Minister for Health and the government to deal with this now. So, and I don't believe they should accept, okay, Brian, nor should anybody accept the can being kicked down the road.
So, just in terms of what Sinn Féin is saying here, are you saying that there should be a special arrangements made, as they were made earlier in the year, because we're in the middle of this pandemic still, to pay these student nurses? Or is this something that should be dealt with on a long-term basis right now, that they would be paid pure and simple, and that would remain the situation beyond the pandemic?
I think it should be both, Brian. So we know in March of this year there was a special payment paid and then that was withdrawn. That should be restored. And I support the call from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation that has said that all final year interns should get the same rate as healthcare assistants, and that there should be an increased and expanded allowance for first, second and third year students. So what the Minister for Health should be doing is listening to the INMO, sit down with them, come up very quickly and very rapidly with a solution that's fair, put it in place, and don't be telling those who are on the front line now that we'll have to review, examine, look at this and kick the can down the road. I don't believe that's fair.
David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thank you for that.